That's
wing that pedestrian, bump into that cone, fuck it all. Who cares?
So we basically figured out if car repairs were cheaper, Kendrick would just commit vehicular manslaughter all the time. So
yeah,
that's a learning and growing. It's like an igloo in your car.
It is like an igloo in my car.
Are you gonna, like, you're just gonna drive like this?
No, I'm gonna let it warm up for a little bit. Let your butt warm up a little bit. I'm gonna let this. I'm gonna let this.
You know, that's the thing about people, and I'm Kyle Hagen, by the way.
And Kendrick Evans, this is Sitsock.
Is that they all have butts that can be warmed.
It's true. Real quick, I wanted to take a moment here.
Isn't that gonna be really loud?
This?
No, that.
That is a little loud. Not as loud as this sound loud. That's really loud. I actually can turn that off because it doesn't hurt anything. Kyle, we got stickers.
Oh shit, guys! Remember that time that we joked about having stickers? We have them now.
We actually have stickers.
So if you want a Sitsock sticker, give us a rating on iTunes and we'll send you a sticker, or give it to you in person.
Just send us a message and we'll give you a sticker.
No,
and we'll confirm that you did those things.
Yeah, because we know. Oh, we know.
Yeah, I just did a quick run, and these are the 3-inch. I was thinking bigger or smaller, both probably work.
You know how I feel about 3 inches.
It's entirely too much?
It's a little bit big for me.
Okay.
No, I'm just kidding.
Like, well, when confronted with the selection screen, I was like, I don't. There was literally 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. I'm like, I have no idea what that
is. I think 3 inches is a good size.
It seems like it goes looks on like a lot
you,
of stuff.
Yeah, so this you can't see this right now. But these
exactly
stickers are awesome.
They're exactly what you can
imagine. We're just going to keep talking about these stickers so you can't actually see.
The stickers of invisibility.
Welcome, Sitsock, everyone. This is...
Highball. Give us money.
Give us money. Us.
Us.
The U.S. Us. So today I figured we could talk about either...
That horrible sound?
Did anybody hear that?
I don't know what you're talking
about. It's grating, like...
No.
Okay.
I'm just going to let the car warm up a teensy bit more.
You're fine. Either Don't Hug Me, I'm Scared, or Doctor Strange, because we never did a Doctor Strange episode.
I think it's late enough to do a Doctor Strange episode without it being spoilerific.
Oh, yeah, I forgot. I don't even care about that, but yeah, that's a good point. Good idea.
That was our plan all along.
It's like Kendrick planned it that way and then told me afterwards that he'd planned it that way after I'd forgotten.
Such a planny guy.
So, yeah, so let's talk about Doctor Strange a little bit. I kind of liked it.
You kind of liked it?
That was great, actually.
I think it was
top three for me.
What did someone post just recently, which was Iron Man on shrooms?
Yeah, okay.
It's not unfair.
I think it was a very well timed. I like the now entrance of what people might see as magic in there, but I want to talk about that a little later. How it's not actually magic.
Just do this up in here. If I can get this to clear out, because that's not even ice on the outside one. That's frozen condensation on the inside.
Condensation. So, yeah, I mean, it had a really good story. I think that as far as most Doctor Strange fans are concerned, me being like a minor one, I think they made a really good Strange movie where they...
I don't know how many actual, like, serious Doctor Strange fans there are.
I mean, there's got to be a few. Isn't your brother one of them?
Yeah, but he's not even like an expert, like, fan. He's like, he doesn't consider himself a big fan. Garion, if you're a fan of Doctor Strange, call in now.
Yeah, I guess he's not a fan. I mean, that's
there you go.
Definitive.
I mean, QED. No, I think that he's been a... actually, okay. Let's lay down a little bit of history of the Doctor Strange-o man.
This is a story about Doctor Strange. Sorry, I was going to rap a song, and then I decided
pretty sure we should never rap.
Okie dokie.
I think that's
on the sounds list. Like it's been determined. So
Sitsock.
No
never rapping. He basically is like Superman for power creep because he just inexplicably develops new powers every time he meets them in the comic books.
I don't think he develops them, right? He just looks for new spells out of books.
Well, no, like he just happens to have a spell that solves his problem.
Yeah.
So it's from a writing standpoint,
that's
he just,
kind of the downside of any magic.
By
though,
the seven
right?
skulls of Kithliptahan! You're like, what the
dude,
fuck is that? It's like, I have the ability to take your shoes.
But my shoes are my power, no.
That's weirdly specific there, Dr. Strange, but okay.
I agree. I think that, like, there's certain types of, and this isn't just about Doctor Strange, it's, I think, most most magic-based, like, stories have a tendency to have creep.
Let's do this.
I can see. Have a tendency to have creep where they can be like, oh, yeah, all you needed to do this whole time was love each other, and that's the power that unlocks the secret book, and then the book uses a spell in it that saves the world or something.
And then next week he's got the power to hate each other, and that also unlocks a different book.
It's like it's Captain like, Planet, but with emotion.
Yeah, no, it's I think it's that Doctor Strange has been around for a very long time, and his thing is that he's the Sorcerer Supreme. He's one of the most powerful beings in the universe. Like, literally, that is his thing. He is one of the most powerful beings in the universe.
Yeah, I mean, that's why I think he's, he doesn't get involved in human matters, though, which is the final kind of, like, stepping back point. That's why he's not ever, like, part of the...
Yeah, that's the only way you have to write him, is you have to have him that way. Otherwise, he would just solve every problem himself.
And I guess...
he can literally banish people, like, saying their name.
I guess there's not fair to say he's not part of everything, because he is part of, like...
No, but he doesn't... things. He doesn't... dirty his hands with all of the human shit because there's more important things to do.
But like, so in the movie, I really enjoyed the progression. Like, they didn't, it was kind of
spoiler alert, obviously, I suppose. Is that necessary at this point?
Yeah, guys, I mean, if we're talking
about Doctor Strange, if you still think that we're not gonna talk about the movie at this point,
yeah, if you,
then I'm gonna have to dig into deep here.
This is gonna be a generic Sidsock warning.
Get fuck yourself.
If you
it'll be on a thing.
If you see a movie and it's this episode about a movie, we're gonna have spoilers. We're not gonna try to church it up, man.
Especially when it's been a month.
Yeah, when it's been a while. So the progression of the movie is really, I thought it was really well paced. I think that the story, there's never a point in the story where I was like, oh man, can we just move to the next part yet? Like, everything was kind of necessary, and it was all
Wasn't any fluff, it didn't drag, which is something that Marvel movies have been doing really good at for a while here. Ever since, I don't know, maybe Iron Man. I think even Iron Man had a couple of moments of drag. But
people say that Iron Man 3 had some moments of drag, and I think that's just Tony Stark developing as a character.
Yeah, I think that depends on how invested you are in the Tony Stark character as to whether that dragged or not, to be completely honest, because I can see some of those spots they're talking about.
Yeah.
Like all those scenes in the barn with the kid.
Yeah.
That does not sound good when you say that, and you forget what that movie has.
Yeah, in so don't have kid barns in your movie.
Yeah, don't take kids out to the barn in your movie. Okay.
Are you here today?
No.
Oh my god.
There's a skating rink in there.
But you're in a... Oh, I get it now.
Yep. I finally figured out the reason... I finally figured out the reason why cars are so easily dented and dinged and scratched is because otherwise you'd probably just kill everybody with your car and not care.
Wait. Sorry for the small aside, folks. I need to understand Kendrick's point more.
So, in true traditional Sitsock style... We're going to launch into a random, inexplicable tangent, okay?
So, you're saying that...
I'm saying... Okay, first off, let me explain my premise. My initial premise, okay? Cars are expensive to repair bodywork on.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the panels and everything is extremely expensive. But we hurtle them at each other at about 70 miles an hour.
Yeah.
However, houses are extremely cheap to repair holes in and repaint.
But they can't be hurling.
But they're not hurling around at anything faster than the speed of the surrounding earth. So, why are we doing that? Why do we do that?
I don't know. I mean,
and I've always thought that was a little ridiculous that we didn't have easily, cheaply replaceable pieces on cars, or that there's this attitude that you should have a pristine car that doesn't have any dents or dings, but nobody really gives a shit if you have a couple dents or dings in your drywall.
That's an interesting juxtaposition.
Yeah, it's fascinating to me, and I think I finally worked it out, and it's because if you could accrue dents and things and easily repair them and replace them, I would probably be running into shit all the time, because I wouldn't give a fuck.
Because it'd be like,
$10.
$10 for a new bumper.
$10 to buff that out and repaint it, done. Oh, I got a little spray can that does it for you. Okay.
That's
wing that pedestrian, bump into that cone, fuck it all.
So we basically figured out if car repairs are cheaper, Kendrick would just commit vehicular manslaughter all the time. So,
yeah.
That's a learning and growing. So,
ding!
You know, be careful when you love somebody, because Kendrick might hit them with his car.
Only if they're in the street.
So, speaking of car accidents, Doctor Strange has a car accident.
Oh, yes!
Right?
And that's a segue right there,
right?
Buddy.
You know, I try.
Oh my god, how he tried.
So, that's actually the MacGuffin. Is it the MacGuffin of the story? Is like he gets in the car accident. And
MacGuffin, or is that just a
he bumps plot his element. Hands up? I have plot element. I don't know. I figured out the same thing.
I thought a MacGuffin was a negative connotation.
No. Oh, I didn't know. I mean, I.
Roads are nice today.
I don't know. You learn something new every day. So.
I learned the roads didn't suck today. I'm very pleased about this.
The, he breaks his hands, right? Like, he's a surgeon. He's an expert super surgeon. Breaks his hands, and now he's like, oh my god, I don't have these hands. I need these hands. These hands are important to me.
And becomes an alcoholic.
Yeah.
Something that they downplay in the movie a little bit.
Yeah, they don't really they just show him spiraling out of control.
Yeah, they don't go
directly.
Into the fact that he became, in some versions, a drug addict. In some versions...
Eyeball gives more money.
Yeah, just give us any money. Or a free drink. Or a hearty high five and a handshake. I'm fine with any of these things.
Unfortunately, Doctor Strange doesn't have any highball to give him money.
And a high five would probably shatter his hand.
Yeah, that's true, too. One of those things, too. And so he runs out of money, and then he has to go, you know, for non-traditional methods for fixing.
Which is funny, because he had a lot of money, and he burned through all of it.
Yeah, and it's interesting, you know, they talk... That's kind of like... We're not talking about anything too groundbreaking here, but they, make him go to, like, you know, Western or Eastern medicine, where he was in, really in Western medicine, da da da. That kind of, you know.
Yeah, he tries all this shit, none of it works. Yeah, he's a super neurosurgeon or a super surgeon guy. And so he's all like, no, that's quackery. Oh, blah, blah, blah.
And he does like, that, like, British person talking in an American accent, gravelly voice thing.
Which wasn't too bad.
No,
it actually worked for Dr. Strange. It's like, this doesn't work for everybody, but it works for Doctor Strange and House, who are basically the same. Oh my god, House is Doctor Strange.
Dude, did we just, oh my god.
Huh.
Dude, cool.
Oh shit,
I wonder, so like is, yeah, I guess that's right, so like, oh wow, okay.
House is what Doctor Strange would have become if he never, oh shit, because he wrecked his motorcycle, didn't he?
Yeah, he did.
So that's what happens, if you drive a motorcycle, you become House, MD.
Yeah. Okay.
If you drive a Maserati or whatever it is, then you become Doctor Strange.
Keep in mind, you have to be an expert... You know, doctor, before you crash your bike or car.
Yeah.
But, you know, semantics.
Just so you know.
Semantics. So then he goes to this, you know, temple in, where is it? Like, Pakistan?
India? I thought it was the Himalayas.
Himalayas. Okay, cool. So Himalayas. And he
doesn't
finds,
matter. Somewhere exotic.
Doesn't matter. He, like, finds this group of people who can help him, you know, heal his spirit, which will heal his hands.
Which, right? He doesn't believe at all, because he's a turd.
Yeah, because he's a little turd. And then, you know, magic ensues. But at the same time...
Psychedelic special effects scenes that would have sucked any time but the last 10 years.
Yeah. like, right before that, one of the old apprentices from that same school ended up, like, you know, wanting to figure out how to become immortal, I think it was.
Cheat death.
Yeah, cheat death. And, you know, there's, like, lots of intrigue and secrets about what's happening there. And but he's the main bad guy. Kalidas, I think his name is. No, I'm just thinking of Flash Gordon.
Yeah.
Damn it. Kalis. Kalis is his name, though, I think. It starts with a K and ends in a S.
Yeah,
so,
sounds about right. Yeah. I watched movies so long ago, I forgot, like, those parts already.
And then... So, but then you figure out that Kalis...
Bunklitis.
Yeah, Kalidas. Magical Kalidas. It's trying to release or interact with this being called Dormammu, who's like the kind of iconic Strange villain.
Yeah, right. Well, he's one of the old school, like long running Doctor Strange villains. Like, I'm gonna get you, Doctor Strange. I'm gonna let your guard down.
He's basically like a multi universe version of Satan. Like, he's like the evil that lives outside of the realm of existence.
And it's one of, I think, just as an aside from the historical thing, if I remember correctly, Dormammu is one of the main antagonists and is often one who sends agents or people are praying to him or something, and that's what Doctor Strange has to deal with.
Yeah.
So Doctor Strange has tangled with him before, but it's one of those things, like, again, as a Doctor Strange history, he has so many demons and gods and extra celestial beings that want to fuck him up that he actually, there's a guy, it's Nightmare, who's also gunning for him. Nightmare is actively trying to kill Doctor Strange throughout Doctor Strange's entire life, according to one story. So Doctor Strange in the comics can't sleep unless he casts a spell every time before he goes to sleep. Which he does, because of course he fucking does. And there's an entire comic series, I think there's several of them. They've got several issues, at least, where he gets... He nods off in the middle of a meeting or some random thing and forgets to cast the spell. And then Nightmare just jumps on him, and it's him just fighting Nightmare in his own, you know, his own mind.
Possible.
Basically Freddy Krueger.
Sweet.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool, actually.
Yeah, so, like, that's some of the shit, like, he tangles with these and Nightmare, if I remember correctly for the lore, is not just, like, a dude called Nightmare, but he is all nightmares. Like, he is an entity that embodies all terrible things that happen in the night. Like, and he wants to kill Doctor Strange. And Doctor Strange isn't going to let him. And it's like, oh, okay, that's fine. Just battling concepts. That's okay. Yeah. He's just going to punch fear in the dick.
That's kind of the Sorcerer Supreme's role. Is yeah. Like,
I had to punch fear stuff, in the dick, yeah, so it stopped bothering us so much. Oh, fear has a dick. Good to know.
Sometimes you got to punch it.
Sometimes you got to go punch it. Once every 23.6 yeah, years, I have to punch fear in the dick.
And so,
lest it,
you
become,
know,
manifest. Okay, Dr. Strange.
He ends up, you know, saving the day because it's a superhero movie. And yeah, then he establishes himself in the, you know, with the obligatory stinger, establishes himself inside of the
Marvel
and Cinematic Universe. And so I'm downplaying it because I actually do not want to give too many spoilers, but you should definitely see Doctor Strange. It's great.
I think
great
it is film. A fantastic combination of serious, hard-hitting, like, oh my god, this guy just wrecked his fucking car while driving around drunk. Like, that was painful. I mean, that's like, oh my god, you fucking idiot.
Yeah, and that, like, crash is brutal.
And it is visceral. And, like, him coming to terms with the fact that his hands, which was his life, you know, that all happened in the first, what, 20 minutes?
Yeah.
So, like, this isn't huge. But, like, they can have that and then have all the goofy cape shit.
Yeah, right.
And then, like, oh, that's funny. And then, like, the apple. And, like, all those little bits that are comedic, but they don't... I mean, they break the tension. They do break the tension better than some movies. Like, Inglourious Basterds has comedy that never actually breaks the tension, ever. Which is remarkable and terrible and painful and awesome and terrible and awesome. In that order, and with all those terribles and awesomes.
And it's not... We're not... He's not just duplicating them.
No, it all stacks. So... I admire that they can... The tension isn't as constant in that, but they can kind of play with the flow of it. They can have, oh, fuck, he's going to die because that guy just teleported and was going to wreck his day. And then, Cape strangled that guy to death. Like, okay, wait, what did I laugh at? So I like those sorts of details. As always, the little nods and homages for fans, I always appreciate those. Even when they rewrote stuff, because they did... This is a slightly different origin story. Like the way certain things went down, and they changed the ancient one, which I suppose we could talk about that.
The controversy there.
Yeah.
Yeah, sure.
I mean, sounds like we were kind of wrapping up the conversation.
No, I had a lot more to go to. So I was just letting you finish.
Oh, all right. Well, go to then. I thought you were.
Well, like, there was some controversy. I mean, that's fine. There was some controversy around that. I mean, they made Tilda Swinton a white lady.
Was already a white lady, but they made the ancient
one. There was
one.
A comma there. That's why I hate the English language. Tilda Swinton, a white lady, comma, into the ancient one.
Okay.
That's the full sentence.
I didn't hear that last part. I was starting
to talk over you. No,
you didn't. I just started talking over you.
Yeah,
that's what I do.
I didn't quite finish
it's
it.
It's all right now.
So, there was people who were doing the obligatory, my God, a person who isn't that exact person is playing that person.
To be educational, the ancient one is historically a vaguely racist Asian dude. Or vaguely racist depiction of an old, sagely aged
kind of
dude.
Like the Ra's al Ghul, like not Ra's al Ghul in Batman Begins. Like, he's like the one you think he is because he's race of all the other people that are in that.
Or Ben Kingsley's
Mandarin.
The Mandarin, yeah. Or, you know, Mr. Miyazaki, or any of those sort of sagely old Asian dudes.
Mm-hmm.
And I liked that it wasn't that, to be completely honest. I don't think that it was whitewashing. The way that people say, like, oh, you gotta chase all them non-whites out. They're like, I don't think that... It didn't feel like that,
I think
anyway.
She did a great job.
I think she was a great... She came across super alien.
Yeah.
Which I think was something that Tilda Swinton could do better than generic Asian dude.
Yeah.
And I think that also at this point, they're fucked. Like, I feel bad for filmmakers, except for the whopping piles of money they get, because, like, if you put a woman in, you're whitewashing. If you put a woman of color in there, you're pandering. If you put the Asian guy in there, you're racist. If you put, like, a white guy in there, then you're whitewashing. It's like, guys, you can't can't win. You're going to piss some people off.
Yeah.
And I'm glad that they at least did something cool with it, since they're going to catch flack regardless.
Yeah, might as well make it interesting.
Might as well make it interesting. Yeah. So,
That to me is one of the, when we talked about the thousands of times already on the podcast.
Thousands of times in our 54.
Yeah, billions and trillions and billions of cats.
Most specifically just about Ghost in the Shell, I guess, but
yeah, that was the big, like, that was the one that caused us to talk about it, which is the catalyst. It was the catalyst event for our podcast talking about it. So it's just another one of those instances of hypocrisy, I think.
How many cats do you have?
Billions and trillions.
That's why you need a list of them?
Yeah.
You need the catalyst?
Oh, wow, folks. Opens door.
Bailout. It's the Kendrick Show.
Because Kyle's dead.
Because Kyle just got run over by a meat truck.
I started watching these, what the hell are they called? Game Warner? Theory. Amy watches these things called Game Theory.
Hi, Amy.
And there's the same guy does things called Film Theory. So he talks about, like, Seinfeld and, like, Don't Hug Me, I'm Scared. So one of them he did was about, and I'm sorry, I don't remember the name, but I'll have Kendrick post the video in the podcast.
You will have already seen it.
Yeah.
Now you'll understand what this link means.
The claim was that they never actually used magic at all. Like, there's still no magic in the MCU.
Okay.
Because what they were talking about was the ability to utilize light waves to affect, like, motion.
Now I'm bailing out. Up.
No, it was actually really cool, because, I mean, the whole idea with light is that it's a wave and a particle at the same time, right?
Sure.
That's wave theory.
Yeah.
And not wave theory, it's something else. I was going to look this up. Yeah, we're going to roll right
through. We all know light, particle, wave, yep.
Yeah,
measurement,
so
yep.
The idea is that they've done experiments where they've utilized light to physically move and manipulate things. It's been, very specific small things, but
you can shoot lasers and stuff, yeah.
Yeah, the idea is that all of the things that they're doing are just manipulation of physics, where they're, like, utilizing light waves and particles to actually create shields and,
Teleport,
do motion and do stuff like that.
Lock people into pocket dimensions.
Yep. There was another thing with the mirror thing, but I thought it was interesting that I was really hoping that they would introduce real magic into the MCU, like, because that's a big part, but I can understand, we talked about earlier, the power creep of that can make things difficult,
the power creep makes,
right?
Yeah, and it also throws off some of the realism for it, because there's sort of, I say realism, I mean, plausible, not, what's what I'm looking for here, that term.
I know what you mean.
When you can believe something.
Immersion?
Not just immersion, there's another one where it's, when they break it and you're,
contraception.
No.
You can break that.
Yeah, it's definitely a problem. the denial, I don't remember what it is. I'm going to be pissed. I'm going to tag it when I find remember it and I'm listening and I'm going to be like, Kendrick, you idiot. But it's when, you have a certain level of credibility and you start to push it too far and it's no longer, convincing, like, fuck it up, and then I can't remember that. There's a term for it, and I'm forgetting it, and it's gonna drive me goddamn crazy. But I'm gonna bark it out later. That aspect of it, I think, is the big part, because all the Iron Man lead up stuff was very real and it felt plausible. For whatever reason, because of the way they made the world, it all fit together, and you're like, oh yeah, look at all this time and energy, and he's such a fucking genius that, of course, he can build something that doesn't use fuel but can fly you around the Earth using the arc reactor, so somehow the little jets coming out of his boots and hands are, apparently, they're not gas or any kind of fuel, they're just energy, whatever the fuck that means, but because they built it up a certain way, you can accept those things. But this isn't actually the introduction of magic into the MCU. Because we still have Scarlet Witch.
Yeah.
I mean, she's absolutely magical.
Well, no, if you're accepting the idea that there is magic in the MCU, then yes, you're right. It already has been introduced with a few other things. I mean, even they talked about Asgardian stuff being very magical, but they just see it as science, and it's like, okay, like, whatever. It's still technically magic.
Yeah,
but that's
that is a canonical dodge. Yeah. Whereas the stuff here is people who seem very upset about there being magic.
No, no, no. And I don't want to, I don't want to make it seem like upset.
Very committed to there not being magic.
Bringing up an interesting idea that would show that if someone, and I think that was the producers or whoever's running the MCU as a whole has said that there's still no magic in the MCU because of the things that they've said. They've claimed that they're, everything that they're doing in Doctor Strange and all the characters is very, like, very based in, like, science and not very based in magic. So it's all based in, like, that. That's kind of their claim to fame, is that everything that they're doing is very, like, what I like to think of as, like, Batman, Nolan Batman-esque, where, like, you just take everything out that could be alluded to as, like, non-real.
Supernatural.
Yeah, supernatural, and everything becomes very natural.
Which, I guess, that's where the, that's where that all fits together. I don't know. Just out of curiosity, what is the definition of magic then?
I don't know. That's a good question.
Because I feel like if you get to the point, okay, I'm gonna use an example here. Philosophy is the study of
magic.
Stuff.
Oh.
Like what philosophy is concerned with is fundamentally immaterial things. Because originally philosophy was concerned with things like how the brain worked, but that became
neuroscience.
I don't know why I couldn't remember the word neuro. Neuroscience.
You should have some issues today. It's okay.
Neuroscience. Philosophy of, you know, mathematics became, well, just mathematics on its own. The philosophy of how social groups fit together became sociology. The philosophy of...
There's a progression.
Yeah, like, the problem is, all these things used to be under the purview of philosophical thought.
Mm-hmm.
But once they get big enough or defined enough, they get spun off into their own name. As a result, philosophy is left holding the bag with nothing, with basically just nothing more than things that have no purpose. Because all the things that have had a purpose got spun off into their own thing. So they're kind of left with the remnants and scraps of things like, you know,
like
epistemology and morality and
ontology,
ethics,
all the kind of like...
Those sort of immaterial things that are really hard to nail down and that you can't make money on.
Certain methodologies to study.
Yeah, and it's because all the other stuff that used to be under the purview of philosophy is just been shoved out and is its own thing now. So the issue I have with this is if you treat magic the same way, what would have to happen before you'd be like, yes, that's magic? Because as far as
I think
they've got rings that let them teleport.
Yeah, right.
That's fucking magic.
I think a lot of... I've heard of definitions of magic as... manipulating physics without using physics. Like, so, like, you're doing something... I don't know. It has to do with... They talk about manipulating physics a lot. Like, where you have these basic laws of physics, and magic is a way to change those laws, right? Like, magic revolves around ways to manipulate and change how those laws interact.
Yeah.
And so, like, it's interesting to me that no matter what you do, you cannot pull magic away from, like, a scientific basis, right? I mean, like, because if you even talk about mana, right? Mana is this energy that could flow through the earth and people, right? But maybe it's, like, midichlorians. Then you're like, okay.
Or if it's just meant to be some kind of quantum state.
Yeah, or like, because...
Where there's, like, dark energy.
It goes to that kind of level of separation of, like, religion and science. And you're like, they're never really separated, but they're always continuously separated.
Yeah.
Where...
And that's the part where... That's the part that is frustrating for me, is it's like, okay, so... Where do you draw that line?
I like to think of magic as anything we don't currently yet understand. Like,
which I would, but then, that sense,
still functions in a way that you're like, huh?
Which I would say, I mean, that's the Arthur C. Clarke, right? Any sufficiently advanced science is indistinguishable from magic.
Yeah, it's kind of the Thor magic thing where, like, humans think it's magic because they don't get it.
Yeah, because you're dumb. It's like,
I guess, I mean, to me, the idea of magic is something that someone as who used to be more of a scientist to someone like, the idea of possibility, right? That's kind of cool. What the fuck was that?
I have absolutely no idea.
Oh my god, Kendrick's car just started. For realsies, it's a lot. But the idea of possibility is really what, I think magic represents to...
Oh, that was very odd.
Yeah, to people. Or to me, anyway, where you're like, like, you're always like, well, there's time travel isn't a fucking real, and you can never do it because X, Y, Z. And I'm like, well, I mean, maybe we just don't understand enough to understand why we can't do it that way. Or there's something that changes when you understand physics a certain way. So it comes off as, like, a magical, like, kind of theoretical idea. And I don't know. That's how I feel about magic. It's just more about possibility than it is about limitation.
Like the fact that my car just magically made that sound?
Yeah, well, it was perfectly fucking timed because we're talking about magic and stuff.
No, that's actually very unsettling because I do not know what made
Kendrick
that sound.
Kendrick is literally, like, unpodcast mode because of this sound.
Well, I don't know how that happened.
Well, it was...
It must have been my Bluetooth, but I don't know... Did my laptop sync with my Bluetooth somehow while I was sitting here and then turn on in my car?
I don't know.
That doesn't make sense. Normally I turn the radio off, but it wasn't doing anything, so I forgot to. And I was excited about the stickers.
I hope it's well timed in the episode where like it was like revelation, like revelatory.
You know what? I just got a notification on my phone. Maybe the notifications turned on somehow instead of being silent.
That's a notification tone?
But I've never set that up that way.
Yeah.
Maybe someone was fucking with me and set it up as a notification. Anyway, I'll resolve that later. You won't hear about it. That just destroyed my brain a little bit.
Yeah, Kendrick's in a black hole of thought now.
If anyone...
It was possibly magic?
Yeah. If anyone had ever read the Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy series, in the third or fourth book, I think it is, where Arthur Dent learns how to fly, possibly one of my favorite tropes or tricks that I've ever read in a book. I don't know, have you heard of this one?
I love you telling it because it makes me happy.
Because Arthur Dent learns how to fly because he's escaping an exploding planet and a reincarnated spider monster that's been trying to kill him for many, many years at this point. He keeps dying and coming back and trying to kill him, is chasing him and dies. And he is going to die on this exploding planet. He trips over a rock as he's running down this volcanic fucking thing. And as he starts to fall, he looks up and he sees a bag that he had lost in the Heathrow baggage retrieval system on a return trip from Barcelona 15 years ago. And it lists the contents, including that scarf that he bought that he really wanted to give to his mother because she really quite liked this type of, like this whole thing. And halfway through he's listing all the things, he realizes he hasn't hit the ground yet. And that he's actually just hovering there. Because he got so thoroughly distracted by that bag that he forgot to finish falling down.
And now he can fly.
And then he can fly, which is they talked about it earlier, which was that flying is quite simply the art of hurling yourself at the ground and missing.
And, I mean, other people in this series learn how to fly in different ways.
Yeah.
Which I think is, like, awesome. And to me, that comes off as a very magical kind of thing. Where, like,
absolutely.
Here's an end goal. And you all get there different ways. And so, like, the ways you get there...
Suspension of disbelief.
What?
Suspension of disbelief.
Yeah, there that's you go. The word. Oh, okay. That's what you're talking about?
Yeah. Okay.
To me, that... Okay, yeah, I got you. Okay.
So, yeah, now the whole thing contextualized, right?
No, I understood what you meant, but I kind of see that as, like, immersion and suspension of disbelief are things that, like, to me are very synonymous.
They are, and that's why it was okay that we kept going.
I think that's a really good thing to, like, talk about with regard to magic is because, like, I like that idea of... Like, so, the magic, did you ever listen to in The Name of the Wind or the Kingkiller Chronicles stuff?
No.
The way they do magic there is very, very cool. Like,
yeah.
They do bindings and stuff, and you can, like, bind. So, like, at one point, he's trying to do something where he wants to, what is he trying to do? Something with air, right? And he accidentally, like, does the proper things to bind his air to the air outside, and it starts to suffocate him. Because all the air in his lungs, like, starts to leave his body because it wants to go out, because that's, like, how air works. And it was really cool because the way that you do things, they call it sympathy. And it's very, very cool take on magic because it does the thing that I like the most when magic is done right. It combines, like, what's the right word?
Intent?
No, it combines the idea of, like, mysticism. Yeah. With the idea that it can be steadied and understood.
Interesting.
And so, like, you're like, oh, okay, I understand how to do this because if I take this much water and I heat it with this much, like, air, like, you can bind, like, a candle flame to a fireplace, right? And then you can, like, randomly have the candle flare up when you use the right type of sympathy and, like, it can distract people. Because they're both fire, right? So they're very sympathetic to each other.
Interesting.
You could also do something where you bind a coin to, like, a piece of bread. But they're not very sympathetic because they're not made of the same stuff.
Right.
Like, in the very base level, like, one is a metal and one is, like, carbons and things like that. And so they do a really cool way of interacting with magic. And both the main character like goes to like the academy basically to learn all this stuff. And
that sounds like a fun one.
It is. The way they do magic in that book is probably one of the best ways that they do magic in any series. And
right now I'm playing Dark Souls and Magicka again.
Okay, so Magicka is really cool too.
That magic is pretty fun because you're combining elements.
Yeah, you're just like this one, and this one. And you're like two fires and a grass, and it's like a fucking death storm of, yeah. Like,
or you teleport.
Yeah,
lightning, or something. Fire and lightning or whatever. Mm-hmm. But another story. Or maybe we need to have another podcast later
on
about
magic. Yeah, okay. Let's cut it off because I would like to do that. But Doctor Strange, great film. I think it really did something nice. It's again, it's up my top three. In no particular order, Doctor Strange, Guardians of the Galaxy, and Iron Man 3, because I'm a sucker for Tony Stark being... Tony Stark, yeah. I like that movie because it makes me think of, like, Die Hard. It's like Tony Stark being
Bruce Willis, yeah.
John McWillis.
Bruce Willis playing Bruce Willis in Die Hard. I would probably put it in the top three as well, but I'd probably put one of the Avengers up there.
Okay.
Just because I'm still admiring how in the Avengers 2 they managed to cram about 645 characters together and not make it seem terrible. As jumbled as when they put three characters together in BVS.
How did you feel about Civil War?
Yeah, that's... I guess that...
That's not an Avengers movie. That's Captain America.
It's an Avengers movie. I'm calling that one Avengers 3. Okay.
I really like Civil War. I watched it again the other day.
Yeah, I think I'd say Civil War is probably my top one because I love... the conflict between Tony Stark and Cap. I'm going to park in this one so you don't have to walk in snow.
Thanks, buddy. Yeah, so both of our top three is Doctor Strange. If you haven't seen it yet, go see it. Don't forget to check out Aethernet. It's a cool site. It's where we host this stuff.
Hit us up for stickers.
And
here.
We have stickers. Oh, I'm going to get it. Give me a
few stickers. Hang on. This is the sticker. The sound of stickers. Can you hear that? That probably sounds like masturbating. On that note...
Well, thanks, everybody. Thanks for listening to Sit Sock. Go Ghost Reviews. We love you.
Bye-bye.
Hey, bye-bye.